Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Joseph is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Mia. So we're going to see if we can find out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But first, Joseph, how long has it been since you heard from Mia?
It's been a couple of weeks now, and I'm getting kind of worried.
You're getting worried? Is there a reason why you feel worried? Like, about her or about how she's ghosting you?
Mostly it's about like how she's ghosting me. It's been a little while, and it went so well. This was one of the best dates I've ever had. It seemed so promising. We were set up for dinner and a movie, and we were talking for so long at dinner that we ended up missing the movie. Like, that was great, you know?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, so you missed the whole movie?
Well, no, I mean, we were able to get in. It's just, we ended up missing the opening, so it felt really good, you know, talking to her.
Now, tell us more about it. What did you guys talk about? Why, you know, do you feel like it was so great?
We went to a pizza place because she had said in a previous conversation how much she loved pizza, and I was like, oh great, this is kind of casual but also kind of like sort of a dinner, so a little more than just like coffee. It was great. We ended up talking about our careers, you know, our families. We seem to be on the same wavelength. You know, actually, we both mentioned that we wanted to check out a museum that we had been looking at, and maybe we could do that sometime. And I was like, oh, good. Okay, so, like, second date right there. It's kind of built into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt really promising.
Did anything happen on the date where it's kind of like an obvious sign of why she's not calling you back?
I'm not going to lie, I've got an idea of what might have happened. While we were out, I saw my sister, and you know, my sister is married, and I go over to dinner with her and her family every once in a while so I can see my nieces and nephews. And we'd recently talked about how I probably shouldn't talk about my love life around like the kids right now, just until things get kind of settled. Because that way, you know, it'd be kind of awkward for them. And when, you know, I saw it out, I was like, oh no, this is kind of awkward. This is kind of weird. How do I act in this situation? I wouldn't be surprised if that was a little confusing.
Wait, so you didn't talk to your sister?
No, I just was like, oh God, what do I do here? And it probably kind of upset how I So I spoke to Mia as well.
Did you tell Mia that it was your sister who was there, or that you knew each other or anything like that?
No, I was afraid it was going to make things even more awkward. I was like, oh God, if I just kind of play this off, let's not even like make a thing out of it. It's one of those, the bigger the thing, the more weird it gets. I'm not going to lie, I'm not sure I did a great job at that.
Okay.
It sounds like it was kind of weird.
Yeah, it sounds awkward.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if we can figure it out. We'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of the First Date Follow-Up, and if you're just joining us, Joseph is on the phone. He's been getting ghosted for like 2 weeks now and doesn't know why, so we're about to call the girl that he went out with. Her name is Mia, and see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Joseph, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Mia?
Sure. Me and I had a great time. We went to a pizza place. We talked about setting up a second date at a museum. We actually were talking for so long, we almost missed the movie. I'm not sure why she hasn't gotten back to me after like a couple weeks. I'm a little worried that it's because I was a little awkward when I saw my sister out, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we'll give her a call right now and ask her why she's ghosting you and see if she'll tell us and then maybe get you another date. You ready?
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Mia, please?
This is her.
Hey, Mia, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Mia. The show's here, too. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. Okay, so what's the show?
It's a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show. We do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from Joseph.
Oh, yeah. I definitely went out with a guy named Joseph.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Cool. Joseph said you've been ghosting him for like 2 weeks now, and he wants to know why. He thought things went really well, and he liked you a lot.
Well, it actually did start off really well. We went and had pizza, and we had a lot of things in common. We were laughing. We were even planning on going to a museum for the next date. But then we went to the movies, and he is clearly not over his ex, because we saw his ex there, and he was acting really weird. He showed no affection to me. It was very awkward. And then after the movies, we rushed out of there. And so that is why, because he's not over his ex.
How do you know that was his ex? Did he say that?
He didn't say that, but it was like he looked over at her. He was acting really strange. It felt like it was his ex. I mean, you kind of just know that's his ex, you know? It was awkward because he like stopped touching me. He stopped. I mean, who else would it be, you know?
Could it be like his sister or something?
Well, why would his sister care if he was touching me?
That is a very fair point. But sometimes what we think is happening isn't always happening.
Possibly. I mean, was that his sister?
I don't know. Let's ask him, because Joseph is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh,
hi.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, wow. Hi. So, yeah, you were acting really weird with that girl. It definitely felt like that was your ex. You had your hand on my lap, and then when you saw her, you took your hand off, and it was just very distant. It was very awkward.
Yeah. Believe it or not, that actually is my sister.
That's your sister.
Yes. I was... We have an agreement that I don't talk about my ongoing like romantic relationships for a little while here. Definitely not, you know, around my nieces and nephews. And it's kind of that, coupled with like, oh God, it's like not time. I don't really want to like introduce you to family on a first date. And I did not handle that well.
Yeah, why didn't you just say something or text me afterwards? I mean, we rushed out of the movie theater.
What? Yeah, Joseph, you didn't play this right.
We just rushed it out, and then like it just felt very awkward. I mean, if you kind of explain, which is kind of weird that you don't want to talk about your relationship, but I guess sometimes you don't. I mean, it was our first date. I guess I got that. Like, you don't want to, introduce to the family, but that was really weird. You didn't say hi to her or even say anything to me. Did she say anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, I just kind of wanted to leave the situation. I was really thinking, I was like, oh, good. I'll just kind of get out of here. I'll play it off cool. I very clearly did a terrible job of that.
Yeah, you did. I mean, yeah, it was like, it was very comfortable. And then all of a sudden you saw her and like this night and day, you were affectionate and then nothing.
Joseph, you kind of turned into a red flag. I'm really sorry. You're so sweet, and I really wanted this to work out for you, but you can't just run away from a situation that's uncomfortable every time something's not cool for you. You can't just go, oh, let's go.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That was your
sister. I'm
so unprepared for it. Sure. I know. Stuff happens, but...
I mean, on a first date, meeting family, I can...
You just say it's your friend.
But, yeah, your sister's obviously not going to be
But listen, if you're doing it in front of kids, you're just like, hey, this is my friend Bob.
Oh.
You know?
Well, or Joseph, yeah. You could have done that. Next time.
The next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
Well, how would you like to have another awkward situation happen with Joseph? Because I think there might be many. He seems like I mean that in a good way.
It's endearing.
Yeah. Would you like to go on another date with Joseph? We'll pay for it.
How many siblings does he have? Like, how many times will this happen?
So, Joseph?
Knowing that it's his sister, I actually feel a lot better. It was a little weird. Just tell me next time. But yeah, I actually had a really good time at the pizza place, and I would like to see that museum still. So I would totally want to go out with you again.
Okay.
Aww. So you run into his ex-girlfriend at the museum.
Okay.
Sorry, just kidding. I wish you the best.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Only on the new hits 106.1. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.